Now that spring has sprung in the Philadelphia area, the author of the new book, American Ramble, encourages us to go outside and take a walk. Neil King spent a month walking from Washington, D.C. to New York City. Much of his 330-mile walk was spent winding through the Philadelphia region. WHYY's Peter Crimmins caught up with King as he retraced his steps.
After spending weeks walking through the Philadelphia region, Neil King is back, this time on book tour for American Ramble. So I asked him to take a walk on the towpath of the Delaware River Canal just outside New Hope, Pennsylvania.
You know, this was one of my favorite stretches of the whole walk because this canal path is so amazing.
The path lies between the Delaware River and the canal, which was dug by hand in the 1830s and used to transport goods, but now is mostly used for fishing, for walking, and for biking. The tree canopy overhead is just now starting to leaf out for the spring.
At the time of the walk, I was 61, so I'd had 61 springs. I had never just gone out and just said, okay, I'm just going to look at one spring and just pay attention to the unfolding of that one spring. And because I was coming south to north, I was walking along what I started to call the leafing line. So you could witness the sort of unfurling of the spring more or less at the paces that I was going on.
It's beautiful, sure, but King also came for the history. The Delaware Canal has a story.
When you take a long walk along the Delaware Canal, you can't but think about the many people who dug the canal, and thousands along a lot of these canals lost their lives due to cholera and other things. They've been the long forgotten ones, but their works remain.
King plotted a route from D.C. up through Lancaster County, where he befriended a Mennonite softball team, to Valley Forge and into Philadelphia, where he hunted for the cave where the radical abolitionist Benjamin Lay lived, and then up to New Hope, where he crossed the Delaware River just like George Washington did. What were you hoping to discover by taking a 330-mile walk?
You know, some of it was we had been through this long, troubling phase through 2020 of COVID and the George Floyd killing and the tearing down of statues and a very disputed election. And I wanted to go out, take an attentive walk, put all the kind of toxic chatter that everyone was involved in on television, et cetera, out of mind, pay attention to the country and think about the historical tales along the way, and of course the people that I met.
As we were walking, we ran into someone who was fishing for trout in the canal.
So that's rainbow, or?
King was quick to strike up a conversation.
So is this lunch or dinner or what?
Yeah, dinner.
Dinner.
Dinner for my mother.
Dinner for your mother.
I got my dinner yesterday.
In American Ramble, King wrote about meeting strangers who were more kind and generous than they needed to be.
People who encounter the walker often have the immediate inclination to give some small part of themselves, an act of kindness to the one they detect is on a pilgrimage. It's almost as if they are saying, if you are on your way to Rome, remember me along the way. Bring a tiny bit of me with you.
So you did what I think a lot of people think about doing. Let's just leave home for a long time and just go across. Like, I had this idea one day, I'm going to bike across the country.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll ever do that. But this idea occurred to you some time ago.
It did.
And you never acted on it. Until
so
now.
I'm a big believer in seeds that drop into your head and then they germinate for a while and then they sprout. And vacations and things like that are sort of sanctioned by all of us as things that we do. But just walking out your door to take a stroll over 3 or 4 weeks to New York City is generally not sort of part of our portfolio of things that we tend to do. And those kinds of events are, I think, some of the richest ones of all, the ones that are odd, that are anomalous, that don't fit into the regular order of life. They have a vibrancy about them.
Neil King will appear at the Free Library of Philadelphia on Tuesday evening to be interviewed on stage about American Ramble. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.